And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great couple of guests here, Captains Gavin Harbour and Matt Vala from Captain's Concepts. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here with these two experts. And you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the Bart Hall Family Fishing Shows, the ultimate celebration of boating, fishing, and hunting with hundreds of international travel and tackle booths, dozens of daily seminars, acres of boats, kayaks, RVs, and more. It's a day of family fun. March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be, especially having these guys in here. Season about to bust loose.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah, it's really great. Of course, Gavin Harbour runs Pacific Queen. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, guys.
And, of course, Matt Brawler runs the San Diego. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And, of course, they created this thing called Captain's Concepts. Why don't you guys tell us what Captain's Concepts is for those of our listeners don't know?
Well, Captain's Concepts is a subscription-based platform on Patreon where we post updated fishing content about what's going on in the fishing grounds, information about what's working best, how we're fishing, how the best anglers on the boat are doing and what they're doing and everything else in between.
Yeah. I can tell you one thing. The professor himself, Chris Minnick, came in this morning and shook your hands and said, thank you guys for putting me on all the good stuff. If Chris says it's good, man. That guy catches fish for sure. So what types of things do you do on Captain's Concept? If somebody, it's a subscription-based deal, you subscribe, and what do you get from it?
So we do all kinds of different stuff. Right now I think we have like around probably 100 videos on there or so, Matt.
Yeah, pretty close to that.
100 videos. We've been doing it for about a year and a half or so. We talk about everything, you know, like up-to-date fishing while we're in the season, like what we're getting bites on right now, how we're rigging our tackle, what lures we're using, what tackle we're avoiding, how to fight fish, how to hook on baits, like all this stuff that you see when you're on the boat. You always see a few guys, you know, that are doing better than everyone else, and you're kind of wondering what they're doing. Well, that's kind of what we're teaching everybody is kind of what we're doing as captains with rods in our hands to get more bites. Another cool thing we do about it, too, is it's kind of like a direct line of communication to us, too. So you can comment our videos, ask us questions. You can message us as well, ask us questions, say, hey, I got this three-day trip coming up next week. What kind of tackle should I bring on the boat? What can I expect to see?
That's part of the subscription.
Yeah, that's part
of
it.
Wow.
I think that's one of the reasons you guys have been so successful is, I mean, that's an invaluable tool. We talk about it all the time on the show. Like, the best source of information you're going to get is directly from the crew of the boat. Well, now you're not only, you know, you're now able to get that before you get on the boat. Like, I mean, you're talking to you directly. You know, usually you can get that information once you step on board. Now you're getting it the week before your trip happens.
Yeah, and it's what we notice with people too is super helpful is they're able to spend their money wisely. You know, that we get people that come on the boat that spend all kinds of money on tackle that they aren't going to use this trip, you know, because they saw this somewhere or this was working great last month, where this is all like super updated information, you know, so they're buying the tackle that they need and what they're going to use on that trip that's coming up. So that's been super helpful for people that are signed up as well.
Yeah. Now, for example, one of the things, the Brawler rig, right? You kind of debuted that on Captain's Concept.
Yeah, that was one of the first people to get that.
Yeah, the people that were on Captain's Concepts were the guys that were catching the fish on the Brawler rig. And so describe what that is. You kind of created that on the San Diego, right?
Yeah, so it's basically a freshwater drop shot rig. If anyone's ever drop shot it for largemouth bass, or some guys do it in the bay. It's very, very similar to that, where we tie our hook directly to our line, a ringed circle hook, and then you have a drop line tied to the ring on the circle hook that attaches your sinker to. And you could just drop it as fast as you can. If you ever fish one of those rubber band rigs for bluefin, it's a tangled mess, and you always get down there and you can't sink it fast enough. That brawler rig, you can get it down fast, and you can feel your bait the whole time. You know if your bait fell off. It's the way to go.
It's key, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So do you not even fish the rubber band rig anymore?
We don't use rubber bands hardly ever.
No.
I think there's times where it does work. They have their time and place, but for the most part, we're straight drop shot on the San Diego.
How much of this fishing is that way now? Like, it just seems like everything has gone to the quicker you can get something down to them, the better. You know, I mean, obviously your rig was created that way so you can get a bait sunk out as fast as you can. And first it was bigger flat falls, and then that kind of led to bigger knife jigs being, you know, more popular because they sink faster. And by the end of the season, you're just using a big torpedo sinker because it sunk so fast. Like, how important is it to be down so quick? And is it always that always the most important thing, or not necessarily?
I think more often times than not that they're not biting, they're not sticking with the boat, and getting down in front of them as fast as you possibly can is the best way to do it, regardless of what kind of fish you're fishing for, yellowtail or tuna. They don't stick around a lot of times, so you got to get in front of them.
Yeah, one thing I like to add is, you know, when fishing's really good, a lot of this stuff works.
Totally.
You know, whether it's good tackle, or not good tackle, bad tackle, but, you know, good lures, bad lures, stuff like that. But what Matt and I really like focus on is what's working when it's hard to get a bite.
Totally.
When it's really difficult to get a bite, and that's when you're going to see the big difference between the guy that's going home with one fish and the guy that got a bunch of fish or a bunch of bites throughout the trip, is that he's capitalizing when the fishing's good, but what's more important is when he's capitalizing is when the fishing's tough.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's big, for sure. And that's what you do on Captain's Concept.
Yeah, exactly.
You give them kind of that inside dope.
And with as good as it would have been to subscribe the last year and a half, the beauty of it now is, like, you still get access to everything you guys have done. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, we have roughly around 100 different videos up, you know, in different lengths. We go over stuff, like, really detailed in our tackle, you know. But, yeah, if you were to sign up today, you could be on there for hours watching all the stuff we've made in the last year or so.
Yeah, like in the beginning, you're waiting for the next one. You sign up today, you've got a year's worth of content to go back and get yourself fired up for the off season. And
so you run the San Diego, and obviously your bluefin thing is more toward the summer. You're fishing Coronado Islands. Are there tips on fishing Coronado Islands on there?
Yeah, I literally just posted a video this morning.
It's because you were there yesterday,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you kind of say, here's the condition. So it's more of a current condition report too, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. If I see anything changing, or I feel like there's one thing you could do to get you a bite when these conditions are tough, or really anything. A lot of times we see one little thing that worked the day before, and I'm going to make a video that night and post it as soon as possible.
Yeah. So what's conditions right now?
They're all over the place. This rain and wind has got everything mixed up, but the water did look better than I've seen it since we started running. It was definitely cleaning up, warming up a little bit with the sun on it, and it got up to 60 degrees yesterday, and we've been fishing 56 degrees.
Ooh,
so, yeah,
geez.
it's been cold. Yeah. So
yeah,
things are slightly looking up.
Starting to get better.
I hope so.
That's good. And so what about the Pacific Queen? When are you going to start running?
Oh, we actually start Friday. We've been doing maintenance for a while now.
Yeah.
So We got our first trip online for this Friday. We got a mix of day and a half, 2 days, and 3 days coming up.
All right. So a lot of stuff happened last year. Great season. What do you think about this year? Is it going to be different? Is it going to be the same?
I'm hoping it's the same.
Yeah, we all hope
yeah, that'd be just
right?
Fine.
I think we're in for another good season. You know, yeah. I think it might maybe take a little while, depending on what this weather does. You know, it's just been difficult because by this time last year, boats had been out. The weather was nicer. There was times for boats to get out and look. Where this year, we just haven't seen that yet. We've just been battling the weather, you know, so that no one really knows, I would say, or has a good idea of how much fish is around or if there's fish around or where they are as far as offshore goes, just because there has not been coverage out on the offshore grounds. You know, I think we get a stretch of nicer weather, you know, fish start popping up. I think within this next week, I just saw the Royal Star leaving this morning on a 3-day trip. I know there's a few other boats leaving this week on 3-day trips. And I know upcoming Friday, there's a lot of day and a half and 3 days going out. So we should get a pretty good idea in the next week or so if there's any fish available,
yeah,
for sure.
We're finally going to maybe get a window of weather where we can actually fish these things.
Right? Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's one of the keys there. So if you were to give some advice to somebody going to the Coronado Islands right now, what would that be?
Bring your heavy yo-yo jigs.
Heavy yo-yo
jigs. Yep, heavy yeah. yo-yo jigs, and just be ready. Opportunities are brief. This wintertime yellowtail or cold water yellowtail, I'd say, they don't need to eat all the time. So stopping on them all day long, you might only get a couple shots at them, and you want to be down there fast. Have your tackle ready to go. Have everything perfect. Make sure the crew checks out your stuff. And be ready to crank.
I know one of the things that Brawla and those guys talk about a lot is like how important it is to have the appropriate gear to fish it on too. You know, like whatever, a full size 6X or whatever, you know, insert your favorite yo-yo jig here might be the right yo-yo jig, but if you're fishing it on the wrong reel, then it negates how good that lure is because you can't move it right. Or if you have your line set up an inappropriate way, and again, it negates all the, you know, you sure you had the right lure and you dropped it at the right time, but you weren't moving it fast enough because your spool was too small. Like, it's little things like that that like make the difference on that Captain's Concept side. Like, you can, you know, you can get the word of the day, a scrambled egg 6X Junior was getting smoked, that was the lure, but if you don't have the other part that goes along with it, you're not, you know, you're not using it to its potential.
Putting it all together.
Totally.
And that's and so it's all done video based. It's all kind of actual visual showing of people what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I show messages and the video. I go over, this is the lure I'm tying on, this is the line setup, this is the rod, this is the reel, and why. That's the big reason. We go over why it's working.
Yeah.
You're always preaching not to use a small reel when you're yo-yo jig fishing. What's the reason behind
spool it? Spool diameter. Spool diameter is huge. Keeping your spool full of line when you're down on the bottom is the biggest thing. You got to be able to control the speed of your jig when you're down on the bottom where the fish are.
So that means fast? Yeah, is that
fast? I mean, sometimes you want it, you don't need to crank it like lightning, but you need to be able to control that speed. If you have a low-profile bass reel with 10 yards of line left on it and you're on the bottom, you're not turning yeah. – even if it is a 10-to-1 gear ratio, you're not cranking very fast.
A Trinx 400 might catch a 15-pound yellowtail perfect on a kelp paddy on the surface, but if you're 250 feet down and there's a bunch
exactly.
of scope and your lure just hits the bottom, now that reel is just not effective. It's an awesome reel. It'll handle that size fish just fine, but it's not made for winding a yo-yo.
It's not the right tool for the job. Yeah, we like a Trinidad 20 and bigger. Trinidad 20, Fathom 40, Talica 20, something like that, with a taller spool and a higher gear ratio. You'll be able to keep line on your reel while you're down deep, and you'll be able to control your jig at any speed.
That's good stuff. What pound test?
I like 50-pound, but okay. I'm not using a full spool of mono. I like having Spectra on my reel where I have at least 100 feet of mono.
Okay.
You need that stretch.
All right. So when somebody's coming on your trip on Friday, what yeah. do you recommend that they bring for the bluefin tuna?
Pretty much any time we're bluefin fishing, I tell people bring everything.
Bring everything.
Bring
you
it
don't
all.
Know, right?
Yeah.
Especially here at early season.
Yeah, bring any time of year, really. You know, we've seen it where we're fishing at night, we're one stop, we're catching 25-pounders, and the next stop, we're catching 200-pounders,
Jeez.
And then the next stop, we're catching 80-pounders, you know.
Yeah.
And that's pretty standard for bluefin. So especially right now when we don't really know how much fish is around or what size fish is around, you need to bring everything.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that has been a big game changer for us, or at Captain's Concepts, why this is so much more helpful is because maybe 8-10 years ago, if you were going to go on a day and a half trip, you could bring your 25-pound rod, you could bring your 40-pound rod, a few hooks, a few lures, and, you know, and you're good to go. And now, if you're going on a day and a half trip, you need to have anything from a 20-pound outfit to like a 200-pound outfit, you know, and knowing how to set that up and when what tackle to use for what.
We used to joke about it. We joke about it all the time in the shop. 25 years ago, take this last 5 years away. For the 20 years previous to that, when the phone call rang, said, "What do I need to take on my trip?" You know, on an overnight trip. Forever, you said the same thing: a 25-pound and a pack of 2-0s. That's all you needed ever.
Yeah.
You hook a fish on that this year, you're not even gonna turn the handle. You know, like you're gonna get smoked from the get go.
Probably
like,
not even getting a bite.
Maybe you need some 3/8 ounce rubber core sinkers, and that's it. You know, after that, you're fine.
Yeah, when I first started, when the landing, if we had like a rent rod trip, they wouldn't even ask us like what rent rods do you want. Yeah. It was just 25-pound
yeah,
rod.
Yeah, there you go.
Now they're like, "Hey, do you want the Talica 25s or do you want the Talica 20s? Like 80-pound or 100-pound? Or do you guys need your 25-pound outfits as well?" It's so much different.
The rental gear has really stepped up.
Oh, the rental gear is
because
huge
it needs
now.
To be 100%. Yeah, it needs to be for sure. And that's the same at Seaport too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They both rent. Fisherman's Landing and Seaport have top notch rentals.
Even on a full day bluefin trip, I tell the guys to bring everything pretty much because we encounter the same thing.
Yeah,
small fish to 200-pounders.
There was rumors of some small bluefin at the Coronado Islands. Any sight?
I haven't seen any personally, but we haven't really ventured off too far. We've been hanging around in North Island quite a bit.
Oh, is that kind of been your zone?
Oh, right? Yeah. We've been getting dizzy doing circles around that thing.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here. Still want to talk to him about the interaction that you're able to get through Captain's Concepts, too, and be able to personally talk to these guys, and one-on-one.
No doubt, yeah, and a rare opportunity. I mean, these guys... I mean, as you heard it from Friday on, it's not easy to get Gavin and Matt in the same spot at the same time because the two boats that they respectively run are gone all the time. So a great opportunity to have a couple of guys in the studio like this morning. If you've got questions, what a great day to do it. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. If you want to text the show, best way to do that, and the only way to do that, is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download. Great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you get some killer piece of info from Gavin today and you want to go back and hear it, you can listen to all the past shows via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, if you are going to text in your questions to the show, make sure you include your contact info, because we're giving away a great prize at the end of the show today. Somebody's going to get to go fishing with Captain Matt on a full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. That's going to go to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. And when the show ends, we're going to flip a coin that's going to determine whether that winner comes from our caller side or the texter side today. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about a great spot, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And man, oh man, I was in there this week. Their array of fresh fish here, even though it's springtime, the weather's been tough, has been amazing. We had the most incredible fresh Alaskan halibut the other day. And then follow it up with incredible black sea bass.
Oh, nice.
Man, I'm telling you, the fresh fish there is nothing better. It's the freshest thing in town.
Yeah, I mean, that place, obviously, like I said, we're at the tackle store. We eat there once a week. You know, it's so good. The fish taco shrimp taco plate has been like leading the charge of what the boys in the tackle store have been ordering as of late.
But
like you say, cooked case, all the plates, all the sandwiches, their sushi's killer, just everything. Yep. Everything about Point Loma Seafoods is rad. And then to have it right here at Home of the Landings, it's the perfect spot. Go grab yourself a squid sandwich and a cold one up top and before your trip on the Pacific Queen leaves. It's the way to go.
There you go. Hey, Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with the boys in here this morning from Captain Concepts. Again, if you want to get through, you got some questions, 213-432-1090. Not a better way to get that than to talk directly to the skippers themselves behind the seats. And yeah, today's going to be a really good
show. Yeah, for sure. And you have a chance to win. Go fishing with Matt on the San Diego at a Seaport there, too. I want to remind you, text the show. Texts are flowing in here this morning. And when you text the show, it's a one-way system. We get a lot of great, hey, great show, love the show and stuff like that. I'd love to be able to respond and say thanks very much.
Right.
We appreciate
your
listen, but we can't. It's a one-way system, so it's not that we're ignoring your kudos for the show. It's just that's the system, and we just want you to know when you say it's a great show, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you being here.
Good call.
For sure.
Yeah, for
all right, let's find out what's going on. You have a great text.
Yeah, I thought so for sure. Again, phone number 213-432-1090, but we're going to start off with a text, and this one was from Alex in San Carlos. Says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that I signed up for Captain's Concepts last summer, and it's been a total game changer. I've been staying out of tangles and definitely landing more fish, and that alone is worth a very minor subscription price. My quick question is, can you tell me how to cast out a yo-yo jig, where to cast it in relation to the wind and away from the boat, in which direction? Thanks for what you guys do. Excuse me, that was Alexis in San Carlos.
For me, it's where the chum is going. If you can watch the birds is huge. Looking at the birds is one of the biggest keys, even when you're yo-yo fishing. Most people think it's just for surface iron and surface fishing, but even the fish that are laying on the bottom, those birds are watching them. They're watching that bait. You want to be where the chum's at. That's where the fish are going to be activated. So you're going to cast towards the birds, wherever you see the birds. When we're just coming to a stop, I like to just slide my lure in. When I'm driving the boat, I'm trying to stop right on top of the fish. I'm trying to lead them so the fish come through
us. So rather than cast, just drop straight down.
Yeah, or cast downwind. So you kind of you can kind of combat the sliding of the boat. So you're, when you hit the bottom, you're straight up and down.
Okay.
So as the boat's going forward, you're going to kind of cast slightly forward and downwind. So you can be straight up and down when your lure is touching the bottom.
That's good stuff.
You guys have mentioned on here a couple of times when you're bluefin fishing how important it is to keep your line vertical, like not be way scoped out. Is it the same thing apply for yellowtail fishing at the islands? Can you get a bite just as good if you're scoped out? Or?
Yeah, it just depends on where the fish are. I prefer if you're going to be out away from the boat, I'd like to be on the downwind side. If your lure is upwind and you're like drifting and your lure's scoped out, I like to wind up and start over. If you're downwind, it's a little different. You have more control over your lure.
You don't want to be dragging.
Yeah, you don't want to be dragging. That's exactly it.
Yeah, all right. Hey, if a follow-up on that same is another text here from Sam, and he says, hello, I know that the 6X and 7F heavies jigs are the go-to lures for jigging yellowtail. Do you know anyone having success with flat side or knife jigs? If so, what style and weight?
You know, I'm going to try to mess with that a little bit more this year, but for the most part, the guys who are fishing a lure like that aren't, in my opinion, aren't doing it correctly. So they're not having success. But there's times when I think they would bite those lures pretty good, but for the most part, we're we're fishing a standard yo-yo jig.
What's Matt Brawla talking about?
I like that JRI 66. I think it's a the brass one is the 66. Yeah, I'm really liking that one.
Because it sinks faster.
It sinks quite a bit faster, and it's not as hard to crank as a 7X. I used to fish a 7X a lot in the deeper water, but, man, that one hurts your shoulder.
It's a cool size lure, too. It's like it's in between the size of a full-size 6X and a 6X Junior. So it's like a really good, whatever you call it, profile or size lure to fish, but because it's brass, it's really dense. Mm-hmm. So it sinks really good, and it's not huge, but it's not a small lure either. Like that's a good one. They're a little more spendy because it's brass, but talking $5 more. You know what I mean? And if it sinks quick and gets
I'll
you bites.
I'll pay any day to get more bites.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, because it's not cheap to go fishing these
exactly.
days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Why skimp on that?
Yeah. So it's a 66. So is that about the size of a 6X Junior weight?
I think it's pretty close in the weight, but since it's just a little smaller and compact, it just sinks a little bit faster.
It's closer to the size of a full-size 6X than a 6X Junior, but not quite as big. You know, gotcha. I mean, it's just in between the two, in between a Junior and a regular.
All right, cool. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, here's your chance. And also to go fishing with Matt, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Brady from Costa Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brady?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Great show, man. It's always a great show. But, as an inshore guy, whether it's bay fishing, largemouth guy, I'm not a huge dropper loop fan, but that circle hook rig sounds awesome. It's like a kind of a dropper as far as a
shot.
That rig, it sounds great. Definitely different than as far as
it works.
Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah,
so,
as far as
how are you hooking the bait on that type of rig?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Through the lower jaw up through the tip of the nose.
Would
kind of an anchovy, but you're going to do it with a sardine for the most part.
So you don't want to go sideways through the nose like you'd normally do.
No, with that ringed hook, your hook ends up being straight up and down, the hook point at least.
Yeah.
So you can hook it through. That's kind of how we do it with those rubber band rigs as well.
Yeah.
There's also been guys struggling to do that. It's kind of hard to hook your bait like that.
Uh-huh.
So they're just putting it in through the mouth, up through the tip of the nose, like it bit the hook.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been working.
So either way.
Either way, yeah.
But that way it stays on the hook better, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you go through that upper jaw, like it's a good place, and they're not going to shake it loose.
Yeah.
Doesn't maybe spin back around where the hook point gets into the gill plate or something.
When you hook them through the nose, a lot of times the hook comes out and back into the bait and then starts spinning around and it's just not very fishy.
Not a good thing. Yeah. And how much of a sinker do you use? It depends on conditions.
I like a heavy one. I fished the first time I ever fished it. I was fishing a 16-ounce just to get down there, and you can control the depth a lot easier.
It's just one of those things that make total sense. I mean, the biggest problem is that school slides under the boat and then it squirts away again, and you're just trying to like feather your sinker to get down there. Eventually, painstaking, like by the time you get there, that school's already squirted out and gone, and maybe it bit a lure that somebody got in front of, maybe not. And now you're just able to haul ass, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, boom, the school's under the boat. Now they're just already in front of one of them.
Another big thing is when we first started doing it, we were fishing big fish and we're doing long drifts. And the guys with the rubber band rigs were getting down to the depth, but they had no more line on their reel. And then you hook a 180-pounder with 100 yards of line on your reel, you're most likely not going to catch it. Yeah. So with that drop shot or the brawler rig, you can keep it, you can get it down quick, and you don't have a lot of line off your reel. You're in better position when you get a bite.
I see. You use that rig on the Pacific Queen?
Yeah, it's pretty much primarily what we use now. We still use.
No kidding.
Rubber band rigs occasionally, but I'd say 90% we use that. All of our passengers, everybody uses that.
No kidding.
I'd say
rather than the rubber band.
Yeah, honestly, on most boats, like if you're glassing around looking at other boats, I think most boats change over pretty
quick.
That.
Yeah,
that's funny.
You call it the harbor rig on?
No.
I'll you call it the brawl rig.
We'll get credit where credit's due.
All right.
One thing that cracked me up that I hold Gavin and his crew like personally responsible for is like the change, and I say that in joking, but like in the change over the years too of hook size for fishing bluefin. I mean, you guys you know, you have a reputation of doing so well with those things. And again, you know, we joked when the show started that years ago, all you ever said was you fish 25 pound and a 2-0. We don't even sell 2-0s hardly anymore. You know, like the hook size has changed so much and, you know, stealth up. And I just think that, you know, you guys and your crew were often on the forefront of that. You know, when everybody was starting to maybe make a change, you know, your guys were in the shop, Teddy's every day, like buying small hooks and different hooks and circle hooks and this gauge wire and that gauge wire. And that's like one of the reasons that I believe so much in that captain's concept is like you guys are always pushing things to make a change, find a better way to get a bite, find a way to do something different than everybody else is doing.
You can probably tell when people are subscribing to Captain's Concepts when they come into the tackle shop and they know what they're talking
without
about.
Without question.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and I mean this in like the most respect possible. You know, a guy would ask you for this particular rig and you would literally be like, how the hell do you know about that? You know what I mean? Like, that's a, you know, I saw the crew buy that 2 days ago. Like, why would you even be thinking, yeah, hell yeah, we got it, man. Here you go. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, it is. You said it best. It's like, it's the inside dope. It's inside baseball. It's whatever you want to call it. It's the one.
So how much is it?
25 a month, and if you sign up for the year, it's 10% off. I forget what that adds up to.
Wow. So it's and you can turn it on and off if you want, like if you're just fishing certain times of the year. But you have people mostly subscribing through the year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can turn it on and off, but most people sign up for the whole year, or they stick around.
Yeah. Pretty. It's like the price of one trip for the whole year.
Yeah, well, 1 month is cheaper than the price of a spool of fluorocarbon. That's
right. Yeah, or a night jig or anything else.
Super reasonable.
We tell people it's probably the cheapest but most useful thing in your tackle box, for sure.
I would say, yeah, just because you're getting – is it pretty much daily?
No, it's not daily. We go –
because you guys are on the boat a lot.
Yeah, but then a lot of our videos aren't like short – they're not short videos. These are like pretty long, very precise – you know, we really go into depth on stuff. So we do, in the season, we do one at least once a week. And then in the off season, it might be a little bit less, kind of depending on what's going on. It could be more depending on, like, if we go fishing and something changed rapidly, you know, like Matt said, he saw something yesterday that he knows that his pastors need to know for today. So he'll put it out right away.
Ah, okay. So here's a good one here. Curtis in Ventura wants to know, does the Brawler Rig have any application for fishing yellowtail on sonar schools versus the traditional dropper loop rig?
I haven't tried it yet, but we've been thinking about it.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah, I think it can come into play.
Yeah.
I think they bite a bait a little bit different than a bluefin. They don't just fly through and swallow the whole thing. Their mouths are a little different, but I think we're gonna mess with it.
Yeah. See if it works out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool. All right. Well, hey, a good text came through. This is from Dave in Anaheim. It says, guys, my biggest reel is an Avet EX30, and I have it spooled with 100-pound Spectra. I'll be doing a trip later this season on the Queen. Is that reel going to be enough to stop a big one, and does that reel hold enough line capacity-wise to use for the kite? That's a standard 30.
So, like, okay. I would say for nighttime fishing, by far, big enough. That's plenty fine. You said it would have 100-pound Spectra?
100-pound Spectra.
100-pound Spectra. That's what I like for nighttime. I don't like any heavier than 100-pound Spectra for nighttime
No,
fishing.
Heavier than 100.
No, I think 100-pound is the sweet spot.
Okay. And then what's the top shot?
I like a wind-on leader. Like anywhere from 150 to 250-pound wind-on leader is what I like to use for nighttime fishing.
You're using fluorocarbon?
No, we just use mono.
Straight mono.
Yeah, I think once you get to that size, you know, you don't really need the abrasion resistance that mono or that fluorocarbon has, and you know, it's a little cheaper, it has a little more stretch. Mono's just fine for that. As far as the kite, I would say that is bare minimum that I would fish on the kite. You know, a 30 wide size reel is a little bit better. You got to remember on the kite, a lot of times when you get your bite, you have so much more line on your reel. So that reel might be perfect for sinker fishing, or might be overkill for sinker fishing. But if you're fishing a kite, a lot of times we got to get that bait way out there. You got the line going up to the kite and back down. You have so much line out when you get a bite. So that might be a little bit on the small side for kite fishing, especially for like bigger ones, you know, 150 plus pounders.
So his reel is a standard 30. What's your favorite size reel for fishing a nighttime knife jig? Like, you know, like if you had your pick of anything to showcase, what is it?
Talaga 2500%. We've tried on the Pacific Queen. We have all reels, all brands, all sizes. We're not like tied really to anything. We just kind of like to try different stuff, find out what we like the best. And a Talaga 25 is that reel that's just like small enough and light enough to where you can fish it all night long, mm-hmm. and it's comfortable. holds plenty enough line and has just so enough power to catch big ones. We've caught, you know, 300 pounders on it.
Wow, that's
and,
crazy.
You know, that our Talica 25s live in the saltwater all summer, and they're, you know, they catch hundreds of them, and they last too.
What's crazy too is like how much one of those reels can get abused and still be working fine. You know, I mean, again, you know, we keep saying the same. Go back 20 years ago, and like what reel lasted all season long on the boat and caught that many fish and never had the drags burn up in it? Or, you know, like, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't and won't, but like, it's crazy the longevity that those reels have.
Yeah, it's everything too. You know, some it seems like some reels, certain sizes, they last forever, and some reels don't, but the big test is if it could last on the you know, as a crew rod on one of these sport boats. If it can do that, it'll be just fine for anybody.
Yeah. Captain Bob Fletcher, a.k.a. Hey. Dart, wants to know if color makes a difference when you're yo-yoing for yellows. And I want to throw out a big happy 80th birthday to Dart, too.
Hey.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
Dart. Just celebrated our 80th birthday this
That's
past
awesome.
Week.
And,
I saw him the other day at Mitch's.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dart.
Going
happy
strong.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
As far as color, I've never really seen color matter too much. I usually just tell people standard stuff. Blue and white, scrambled egg, mint is a good one. I haven't seen it matter too much. I just like a standard yo-yo jig. I think it's where it's at and how you're moving it is better.
Standard yo-yo. Color does not matter.
Not to me, personally.
Yeah.
No, I've never really seen it where it's made a difference on getting a bite. I think it's just how the person was fishing it.
Okay.
Not to keep beating the dead horse on yellowtailing, but you said another thing, too, when we were talking about the size of reel and, you know, a guy having a 10-to-1, and you said that you can wind it too fast, that you didn't need to be insane about it. Like, again, that was one of those old adages of, like, you can never turn the handle fast enough, but reels didn't used to have that high of a gear ratio and have a tall spool. Like, can you, you know, how important is like the what we call it, the cadence of turning your handle when you're fishing those things?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Like if the current's going fast and everything in the ocean's moving fast, a fast jig is what works best. But sometimes it's slack and the fish are lazy. You have to adjust for the fish's mood. And, having a reel that goes 8-to-1 and you have a lot of line on it and that jig's flying, sometimes you can crank too fast. And speed change is a big thing we talk about a lot where changing your cadence throughout the retrieve, speeding up, slowing down, stopping. Some days that is just lethal, the stop and go. And if you're not doing that, you're definitely missing out on some bites.
So just not winding as fast as you can.
A lot of guys just put action. Their head down and turn the handle. You're missing bites doing that.
Really?
Yeah, you need to experiment through your retrieve.
Yeah.
That's good dope.
Stop and
go, just stop. Or pick it up, go fast, slow down. And once you get a bite, you can pretty much repeat the pattern.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing to add to that for sure is, I know it's tough in the moment you get a bite, you're excited, but when you're doing stuff like that, whether you're yellowtail fishing or whether you're tuna fishing and when you're adjusting your speeds, is remember what you were doing when you got a bite, and then that way you can repeat that. Remember fast you were doing it, or did you get a bite right when you stopped? Remember what you were doing, because I've seen a lot of times people do that, and I'm like, oh, what were you doing? They're like, oh, I don't remember, you know, because they got excited, they hooked a fish. But remembering what you did when you got a bite and then being able to repeat that can make a big difference as well.
So on the Pacific Queen, you guys were always famous for doing these Colinette yellowtail trips and stuff like that. You know, are you bluefin or bust, or are you going to possibly slide in to Colinette too, or what?
No, our schedule now is pretty much offshore. You know, yeah. I mean, we'll go fishing wherever the best fishing is.
Okay.
But our trips are more designed to fish offshore right now. We kind of veered away from the Colinette thing the last few years just because we have to do our boat maintenance, you know, at some point.
Right.
And we would kind of rather do offshore trips, do our maintenance around this time of year, and then be ready to offshore fish. Because we had a couple years where we did those Colinette trips, and then we would start our maintenance, and we would really miss out on one year we missed out on like 2 months of bluefin fishing because now, you know, it seems like it starts earlier and earlier. We just weren't ready for it. So we kind of started adjusting our maintenance period a little bit throughout when those Colinette trips typically are to where we do our maintenance then. So that way, like coming up this Friday, like we're ready to rock from now until Thanksgiving. We'll be out every day.
You guys have built such a good reputation and built such a good clientele that really likes to go do that. They really like bluefin fishing. So you set the boat up to take the most advantage of that possible.
Yeah, we if there's an opportunity to catch a bluefin, we usually do, you know, but that doesn't take away from, we just, go where the best, where I think the people will have the best time, you know. And sometimes we get people that they'll have the most fun if they're just trying for a big bluefin, and sometimes we get groups of people that'll have the most fun fishing for other stuff, you know. It's definitely not to diminish fishing for yellowfin tuna or yellowtail dorado, you know, because that's an enormous amount of fun too, you know. But I kind of just try and put the boat where I think the people on that trip are going to have the most fun.
There you go. Hey, Castman, you're a day late. Good morning, Castman. He's got the Baja report.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I know. I'm driving down from Oregon, and I was in some bad spots yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to call, so I thought I'd call this morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good, great.
Fabulous. Well, you know, the fishing beat, we're a little over 2 weeks away from our Loretto Rumble, and those yellowtail are still in there, thick as can be, in Loretto. And Johnny Talamanta says, you know, the winds have started, north winds have started to calm down somewhat, and so they're able to get out and, you know, get into those fish. But the grade is really good. It's been 20, 25-pound fish, kind of on the average. But I would imagine by the time we get down there, we should get some 30-plus pounders. But and, of course, the Cabrilla should be moving into the area, too. I know Steve Bernard did really well. You and Steve actually did real well on those Cabrilla last year, casting those cold snipers.
Yeah, stick baits. Yep.
Yeah, stick baits, yeah. And, yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, it looks like we're going to have one whale of a time there. And moving down to San Jose del Cabo, the fish still remains good down there. Still some Dorado around, which is, like I said, Pete, last year was probably, of all the years I've been doing this business, it was probably the finest Dorado season ever, and they're still around even during the winter. And so I look for that to be pretty good to coming this spring, summer, fall. They're also San Jose boats are going out to the Diamondback, San Luis, Vinorama. They're finding the tuna out there. Most of them are going to be smaller, you know, those 15 to 30 pound fish, but they are getting some 70, 80 pounders, mostly on the drifting with a chunk squid. They are starting to get some sardinas in there for bait, which is, you know, a big plus if you can get those live sardina. But, and of course, Ray Marlin, they're making their turn going up into the East Cape area. And, they're banging pretty good there, San Jose. And, East Cape should be getting those any day now. They should be in some pretty good striped marlin fishing. But that's a report for this week, Pete. I'm still looking forward to that, Loretto Rumble and some of those fine restaurants we like to eat there. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, and wherever we send people there, 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Cash. Great report. Glad to hear some great fishing still to be had, whether that's later or getting rolling, man. We'll take it, whatever it is. Great report as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care.
Thanks, Cass, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Gavin, more with Matt, and a whole lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, Shimano Talica, we were just talking about. Gavin says it's the go-to reel on the Pacific Queen, right?
For nighttime fishing.
For nighttime fishing,
yeah. We use a little bit of everything for that.
A little bit. But that's that Talica 25, power, like you said, lightweight, and capacity.
Yeah, I mean, to have a big fish reel that's still comfortable and fits in your hand is pretty huge, especially if you're going to be at the rail all night long with those guys mixing it up. I mean, the comfort of gear makes a big difference. You know, nothing matters in the first 15 minutes, but 3 hours into the night of dropping and winding and everything else, like a lightweight reel like a TAC 25 is a huge advantage.
Yeah, and the TAC 20 during the day, man, another great reel for catching fish and catching big fish. And TAC 16, you can catch a big fish on that. The whole Talica lineup. The good news is they're back in stock.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they've been out. Tough to get here lately. Really tough reel to find, but you can find them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
Season-long range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, lots of fun going on. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today. Want to remind you, it's not only hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. They also offer the finest split rings and solid rings. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there as well with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. You can see your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com or, as we heard yesterday, a big Gamakatsu presence at the Bart Hall Show coming up next week. So a great opportunity, not only Gamakatsu, but also shared with Spro and Sea Falcon at the Bart Hall Show. So a great opportunity there. Hey, with that said, let's find out what's biting. Head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what's up? Morning, guys. What's happening there this morning? Good stuff.
Good info. Morning. Oh, good.
Radical. Well, hey, for us this week, you know, kind of another one of those sort things out type of weeks. You know, water temp up here, 58 degrees is what the guys fishing half day were seeing. Kind of the norm, but runoff still waiting for some of that stuff to kind of clear out. As you can imagine, all those river mouths are pushing that runoff through. But half day guys have been kind of chipping on the sheephead population now. That lobster gear out of the water, they're kind of in and around some of those spots that they haven't been able to get in tight to. Some decent shots there on those calm days that the sea state allowed them to get in there and get on the anchor in the shallows. Some bass fishing too, perking up a little bit as that water's trying really hard to kind of clear out. That's kind of been more in the afternoon. Seems like those afternoon half-day trips have had a little bit better bass action as things kind of sorted itself out. On the three-quarter day right now, it's still, you know, on that bottom fish program, day-to-day with the conditions being the key component there for us. We had some good downhill that has things off a little bit kind of day-to-day down that way. But when it backed off, we got the shots of that sculpin whitefish and those sand dabs. So just pretty generic, you know, certainly waiting for the April 1st stuff to open up. Saturday for us on that opener is sold out across the board on our half day and our all day trip over there to Catalina, but plenty of room on Sunday the 2nd, a three quarter day fishing coastal there too. So the Fury also has some openings. They'll be fishing Clemente leaving Monday night the 3rd, fishing that Tuesday. So we'll see how that works out, but he'll be over there. Marcus will be over there on the opener fishing the 1st over there at Clemente. So interesting to see how that plays out. I don't think really anyone's been over there looking around a whole lot. So we'll see how that ends up for him. So it's pretty much it for us, just kind of a run-of-the-mill week. We'll see what this next week has. And again, a little bit of weather in the forecast towards the end of the week, midweek, Thursday it looked like. But we'll see how that shakes out. And the weekend looks like we'll have some sunshine and things should be okay. So guys want to hop on a boat, call the landing, make those reservations. Our number here, 949 949- 496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there at danawarf.com, or you can link us there right through the Let's Talk Cookup page and book online from there.
That's it, man. Great fishing to be had. We got a, at least a nice little stretch of weather right now. Got a little bit to deal with midweek.
The big opener coming.
And then hopefully from there on out, man, we're back to some good conditions. Glad to hear that some fish bit through and guys are getting back at it, and big plans for the big opener, Willie.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, I'm interested to see what this Kalani thing has, you know, going on over there. So it'll be cool to get a report from Marcus, and we'll report back next week on how that all played out for him.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it, man, and good fishing coming, man. Appreciate it very much, as always, and we'll look forward to going fishing with you for the opener and all the good bass fishing to come in between.
Right on, boys. Thanks for that. Have a great week. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks. While we're waiting
for Gunny.
Hey, nice talking to you. Appreciate that very much, Captain. Brian Willie from Danamore Sport Fishing. The Konakai Marina, right at the end of Shelter Island, has one of their waterside offices has become available for rent. It's a small 285-square-foot office with a great view, plenty of parking, and 285 is plenty of room for – I mean, this is 170. So
could be the headquarters for Captain's Concept.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, man. It does have to be a marine-related business, perfect for you guys, yeah. So if you have any questions, email Steve at Pinard, P-I-N-A-R-D, at KonakaiMarina.com, or give Steve a call at 619-246-6346. I mean, cool thing about Konakai is they have parking. They have a full facility there of a resort, so you'd be able to take advantage of using the resort, and you'd have an incredible office, a waterside office right there in the heart of the best marina in town.
That's the facility.
Yeah,
no doubt. Like you say, and all the cool stuff that comes along with it, that'd be a rad one.
So, again, you can shoot a call to Steve at 619-246-6346 if you're interested in that office at the Konakai Marina, for sure. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it.
You got it. Well, I think we're going to continue on with our catch report and talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, who's on the line right now. What's up, Gundy?
I won't be long, Pete.
No worries, man. I didn't see you were there, man.
We're excited to hear about the surf fishing.
Yeah, you know what? I talked to all the shops yesterday, and we're still, you know, struggling with the conditions. A little bit of a smaller size perch taken on those northern beaches there, Oxnard, Ventura, in the windows of better weather. But, you know, one day the water's clean, you know, next day off color. So we're still playing that waiting game. But from what I understand on a long-term forecast, you know, this next little storm may be the last one. And I tell you, we're not going to have much of a spring. I think we're just going to jump right into, you know, warmer fishing, and it's going to get going. So make sure your hooks are sharpened and your gear's ready. That's about, you know, all I could say.
Yeah, that's huge, Gundy.
Yeah, weather's always going to get us a little bit, but you know what? I think we got good weather. We got good weather coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to look at. You know, the dishes is out, and that's part of fishing. It's been a long, frustrating stretch, but it's going to be a good spring, trust me.
I like it. I like the sounds of that one. How does this all this fresh water and runoff and those kind of things, does that have any effect on the bait that's available on the beach that's coming forward? You know, is like the nutrients a good thing? Is the runoff a tough thing? Like, does it bode well for us, you think, when conditions do straighten back out, or does that not have a ton of
Absolutely. Effect? You know, all the storms, the big swells, you know, that's going to form, the trenches will be more defined. You'll have rips that have formed. You'll have at the river mouth, like you said, you'll have fresh water trickle, you know, and in the spring, the striped bass love those spots where the fresh water's coming out. And like you said, the nutrients that come out of those fresh water places generates feed for the bait and the food chain. So, yeah, it's going to be nice. We haven't had this much storm to where it's really redefined the beach like this. So when you go down, you're going to see a lot of sand move. You know, sandbars and just the whole deal. You know, one of my spots that I call home, Doheny. There, you know, the sandbar forms on the outside there when the storms come and it gouges out and it makes really good habitat. You know, for ambushing halibut and things like that. So, you know, once things say out, like I said, patience, grasshopper. But it's gonna get it'll be good. You know, we got the table set.
Yeah, well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, you'll tell us when to go. I know that. And that could be next Sunday.
Yeah,
totally. So we'll talk to you then.
That's it, guys. Good show. I enjoy it, man. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Gundy. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. And speaking of surf fishing, hey, you can catch Benji Kim, Corey Sandin, and Bill Varney at the in Long Beach at the upcoming Bart Hall Show during the Friday pre-show seminar. They're going to cover everything from fishing from the beach in the bay and catching your first halibut from the surf. For more information and to reserve your spot, check out fishthesurf.com/seminars.
I know there's not very many spots left for that Friday seminar this coming Friday at the Bart Hall Show in Long Beach. So get on that, fishthesurf.com, grab your ticket, or just go to hallshows.com and you can buy it right there. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
John from Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always enjoy listening to the show. When Matt and Gavin, Gavin's the toughest boat in the world to get on. And, you know, it's just always on a wait list, waiting to get that phone call and say, hey, can you go fishing? Yep, I'm on. Got a couple of trips, or I got a couple of free passes thanks to Matt for his boat with the Randy Jones Invitational that so I'm looking forward to getting on there and going fishing with you this year. I ran into your mom there, and she said that you got a new jig you're trying to develop. Have you got it on the market yet?
She's probably talking about the two fish jigs, JJ. Yeah, there's a surface arm we've been fishing. One of our passengers makes it, and yeah, they're available. The only shop they're in right now is Seaforth Landing Tackle Shop. He's got some in there right now, fresh batch.
And that's a cool. Explain that. It's a passenger of yours that came to you and said, "This is what I want to do. I want to make some lures in the old school traditional method, which some guys are kind of getting away from." Like, give us a rundown. What's it like?
Yeah, so he's a pastor. He's got a full-time job, and he was making. I watched him tie on a jig. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I'm pouring these at my house. Like, well, you should try this one. And we started making a lure, and it's kind of just a side project for him, but he's making a pretty good lure. He pours them, sand casts them in his driveway. Actually, a lot of the jigs that are out right now are made of the Sea-Watch swim step.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we had some free aluminum, so I had to give him some.
That's funny.
And, yeah, so it's a lure that I like, and they don't really make them anymore. And it's just a good lure. Last year, it was probably the hottest jig at the Coronado Islands. There was like a couple-week stretch where almost all of the surface iron yellowtail were caught on a two-fish jig.
And there, it's called a two-fish jig?
Two-fish jigs is the company or the brand. On the JJ is the specific
the JJ, and yeah. They're available at Seaforth Tackle Shop.
Yep, that's correct.
And, wow, relatively traditional size. I mean, just for comparison's sake, it's like the size of a Teddy 45 or Candy
exactly.
Bar 7. I mean, meaning it's a traditional
full size jig.
Iron.
Yep, exactly.
Cool.
You know how many of those, Rick?
That's a Seaforth thing.
Come on, man. What? You're like Mr. Surface Iron, huh?
Well, I mean, I got a really good bud that works there. He's been saying he's going to, you know, hook me up with some. But, you know, I'm sure it'll come down one of these. I'm sure it'll happen one of these days.
Hey, so John said something. So you said that basically you're running every day through November on the Pacific Queen.
Yeah, we have trips online every day from Friday on.
Are they all sold out?
No, we have a little bit early April, I think. A few open party spots that are open.
Okay.
We had a couple charters back out also in like November and October, so we put some open party trips online.
Okay.
Trips that might have been full or looked full a month ago, we now have a couple open party trips.
And there's also a wait list too.
Yeah, and it seems like now we get more and more people from the wait list that are getting on the trips because, you know, we get people to book a trip a year in advance. They find out they can't go, and the landing will call the first guy on the wait list. So we get on our open party trips, I'd say one or two people at least every trip or have got on the boat from being on the wait list. So it's definitely a viable option if you're trying to get on the Pacific Queen, get on the wait list.
And that wait list is through Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, you just call Fisherman's Landing, tell them, hey, I want to get on the wait list for so-and-so trip, and one of the guys will get you on there. You just
got
to be ready to go. You know, it might be the day of, morning of the trip. Hey, can you make it down here? You know,
yeah.
So be ready.
There you go. And same thing with San Diego, right? I mean, you guys book up a lot of your trips during the season, and they're sold out every day. Do they have wait lists at Seaforth?
Yeah. We get a lot of people from the wait list. That's a big thing. If you want to go fishing and the boats are full, get on that wait list if you know you're going to be able to go.
When Captain Ryan went to your limited load charter, you probably loved that, huh?
I kind of missed the mayhem.
You missed the mayhem?
But it's nice. It's nice. As a passenger, it's way better.
And how many people is max?
35.
35 people max.
35, plenty of room. We're also taking one more crew member for the most part.
Nice.
So there's more crew to passengers now. It's just way more enjoyable.
And hats off to you guys, too, because, I mean, you could run every single day of the year with more people than that. And it would just be nothing but more profit for you guys, but you're wanting to provide the best, you know.
Yeah, it's all about
angler.
The experience.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, those days when we had 60 people on the boat after good fishing, I feel like people walked off just with anxiety.
Yeah. I believe
PTSD.
That. Yeah.
That's wild. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.